Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jack Pierce is here, ladies and gentlemen. Jack is a new friend. He's the president of Dividend Magic. He's an expert in investing and has been helping people like you and me for a long time doing this, and he's here to talk to us about retirement. Jack Pierce, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. You know, Jack, there's been a lot of bloodshed, a lot of financial bloodshed that's happened to a lot of folks over the last handful of years.
In fact,
you could really go back to maybe 10, 11 years. We got that a lot of folks' portfolio got hit back in the earlier part of this century, and then they got hit again back in 08 and 09. And there are a lot of people who not only lost, you could say, well, the stock market's come back, but when people lost a lot of that value, that just because the stock market didn't come back doesn't mean that those retail folks, those retiree planners, it doesn't mean that they got back in and that they were able to recover from all that. There's been a lot of issues, haven't there?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. People that I talk to in seminars and other meetings, I'm just aghast at how many people lost so much or have not planned well enough, and they're just totally inadequate for a comfortable retirement.
Well, let's break those down, because the not planning for it is a different topic than the losing part, and I want to talk about both of those. But back to this, you know, if you lost a lot of money in the stock market in 2000. And then you lost it again in 2008 and 2009. I mean, there are a lot of people that even if they've got money, they're saying, you know what? I don't trust this casino called Wall Street anymore. What do you think, Jack?
Oh, listen, I agree totally. And what I talk about is a subject that is over 130 years old, but almost nobody knows about it. And that's dividends. And it's dividend investing. And I'll tell you, it is the, without doubt, the safest, surest, smoothest way to real wealth, and that is companies that offer dividends. And there's
you're talking blue chipper companies that pay dividends, as opposed to growth companies that reinvest all of their profits back into the company.
That's correct, and they aren't necessarily blue chip like the Dow Jones or something.
Right. Right.
They're just we are always working with over 100, researching over 100 dividend companies and keeping up on them at all times.
Right.
And people have little idea of what a dividend can do for them, and specifically the DRIP program, D-R-I-P, which stands for Dividend Reinvestment Plan.
Right. And well, talk to us about how would that – give us an example about how it would work.
Okay. Let's say that Jim Blasingame – has stock in ABC Company, which offers a dividend quarterly. Now,
yeah.
You could take that dividend and spend it, as most people do, but you instead know about the DRIP plan, so instead of spending it, you reinvest it in more shares of ABC Company.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that increases the shares number, and then the dividend is being increased every year by most companies, so you have more shares multiplied by a higher dividend, which creates another larger amount, which you then transfer into more shares, and you start a snowball going.
And which is not unlike compound interest.
It's exactly that. It's the best example of compounding. And what it can do is, there's a lot of companies that, if you had the time, you know, for every person that wants to retire, there's three factors. One of them is, how much time do you have, how much money you have, and what's the investment vehicle?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, with utilizing DRIPs, There's a number of companies, dividend companies, that you can invest in with $25,000 and in 25 years have over $1 million.
Wow.
Turn $25,000 into $1 million. And this is not unusual. It's not voodoo economics. It's just good
old dividends. Well, let's say that we've got a baby boomer out there that's 55.
Yep.
They're 55 years old, let's just say, and they've got that $25,000. How much could it potentially be worth in 10 years, let's say, when they're 65?
Okay. All right. Let me just look
about,
here. $25,000 in a lot of companies in 10 years would amount to about $400,000.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Wow, talk about catching up quickly.
Yes, that's right, and you can do exactly that.
Yeah. Give us an example. We're not doing stock picking here, folks, but give us an example. You can talk about industries if you want to. What's an example of some of the type of companies that are doing this?
Okay, there's just a long list. Walmart, GE, McDonald's, as I say, we're always working with about 100, researching about 100 different companies.
Right.
But here's a good example. ADM, which is Archer's Daniel Midland,
right.
Agricultural
right.
bit.
Right.
A $25,000 investment in it. Now I'm going on, we keep track of the last 25 years, what's happened.
Mm-hmm.
And we presume that if a company has paid a dividend for 40 years and they've increased it every year for 25, the chances are that's a pretty good bet on continuing the
right.
same thing. Now, ADM, $25,000 invested after 25 years would be $901,000.
Wow.
So
part of the issue you've got there is not obviously the compounding is important, but if you tried to retire in April of 2000, you probably didn't have $901,000. If you tried to retire in April of 2009, you probably had an issue too because the stock market. Let's not forget that there is a stock price underlying all this.
That's right. That's right.
So yeah, the timing is important too. Hold on. I tell you what, Jack. Give us your website. Tell us how they can find you.
I beg your pardon.
What is your website, please?
DividendMagic.com.
So check it out, folks. Jack and I, when we come back, I want to get Jack to really focus on this baby boomer thing. The folks who are, in their 50s now, some in their early 60s, and what can they do if they're underfunded in their retirement plans? 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.